Now Alison will introduce our second set of news stories.
This week there was an unusual surge in bicycle stories. There was a mystery about forgotten bicycles that were fished out of the River Wensum. A fleet of electric cargo bikes will be available in Norwich in the summer. And a new stand for Beryl bikes is being built, bringing the total to a remarkable 94. Also impressive was Norwich City's performance on Tuesday, beating Hull 3-1, despite leaving Teemu Pukki on the bench. However, a meeting on Monday was probably much more important for Norwich City. In what was described as the most important thing to happen since 1997, Delia Smith and her husband Michael Wynne-Jones are no longer the majority shareholders. Here's Robin to get us pedalling with the bicycle stories.
Rusty bicycles rescued from the Wensum caught the attention of passers-by in the city centre before swiftly disappearing again. Mystery surrounds who dredged up the bikes in the first place as they were found, seemingly abandoned, near the river, on a path behind the Five Bridge Street pub, the Ribs of Beef. Elizabeth MacDonald, who lives in nearby Fishergate, first spotted the dilapidated bikes. The 77-year-old, a keen cyclist herself, was walking into the city with her husband and said, "We were walking along the Wensum and noticed about five or six bicycles, which had seemingly been rescued from the river. They've obviously seen better days, as they were all rusty and grimy. A couple had a wheel missing. I thought at first it might be some sort of artistic sculpture work, since it was near where Norwich University of the Arts is." Mrs. MacDonald was also upset after spotting the left-behind bikes, adding, "Whether it was a prank or just a general angry statement towards cyclists, it's terrible they were ever in the river. It's bad for the river, the environment, and for any life which calls the river home."
A fleet of e-cargo bikes, which Norwich businesses can use to make deliveries and cut emissions, will be made available in the summer. Norfolk County Council has successfully applied for £170,000 to provide 10 vehicles as part of efforts to cut pollution in the city centre. Businesses will be able to borrow the e-cargo bikes, electrically assisted bicycles, tricycles or quadricycles which can carry cargo, to deliver packages to homes and other business premises. Graham Plant, the Conservative-controlled Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "We're thrilled to have been successful in our bid, which will give small businesses access to 10 e-cargo bikes in Norwich city centre. Taking diesel vehicles off the roads cuts air pollution. The bikes working 5 days a week could cut nitrogen dioxide and carbon emissions equivalent to those produced by around 10 vans each week. The bikes will be fitted with equipment to allow the precise emissions savings to be calculated. The money has been secured from the government's £10.3 million air quality grant pot of cash for local councils to prevent pollution."
Love them or hate them, Beryl bikes are here to stay in the city, with a new stand being built on the outskirts of the city centre. Situated between Lavengro Road and Mousehold Heath near the bus stop, the micro-mobility provider now has 94 stands around the city for people to cycle to and from. And even though Beryl recently doubled the cost of some rides, it doesn't appear to have stopped production. Julie Brodchik-Colton, Labour Party councillor for Steel Ward, said, "It's great to see that working with Norfolk Highways, and even with COVID stopping this being built earlier, that the Beryl bike stands are finally being put up. Putting the stands here is ideal, as the buses and cars going by will be able to see that they're available should they be needed. The Beryl bike project has been very successful in Norwich overall, and I'm glad there's been a change to put this one this side of the ward, giving people the chance to get to travel sustainably."
A lack of sharpness and a fresh injury concern saw Teemu Pukki consigned to the bench for Norwich City's clash against Hull. David Wagner took the decision to leave Norwich's talismanic striker out of their starting lineup for their 3-1 victory over Hull due to not being at his best against Bristol City. But the initial plan was for Pukki to feature in the second half. The Finnish international has started 26 out of the last 30 matches for City in the Championship and has been ever-present under Wagner prior to their 3-1 victory, with Josh Sargent and Adam Ida preferred. Whenever Pukki isn't named in Norwich's starting lineup, it is a point for discussion and debate among fans. In the end, Wagner was proven right as Norwich recorded their first victory at Carrow Road since October. Pukki is out of contract in the summer and has asked for time to mull over his future after City tabled a fresh contract offer last summer. Pukki has recorded 17 goal contributions in the Championship this season.
The undoubted and undivided focus at Carrow Road on Tuesday was on Norwich City's game against Hull. That's no surprise, and football will always be dominated by the fixtures it exists for. Canary supporters are no different to any other fan base in that sense, but what it means is a huge change for the club going under the radar. In many ways, the dilution of shares in the club is the most significant thing to happen to it since 1997, when Michael Wynne Jones and Delia Smith became joint majority shareholders at Carrow Road. For the time after that event, the city-loving pair are no longer in control of proceedings. The vote that decided their shares would go from 53% to just over 40% was the last in which they had the casting say. That resolutions had been passed before the 19 attendees arrived at the Gun Club revealed that Smith and Wynne Jones had voted by proxy, with their presence needless at a brisk and businesslike meeting. Those powers have been relinquished, however, and a more collaborative approach looks, at least in the short term, like the way forward.